In our first reading this evening from this really short section of the book of Malachi, he gives us this powerful image of fire and the nature of fire, the destructive nature of fire, but also the cleansing nature of fire. And for us, fire has a very fascinating part within our lives, even in the culture that no longer needs to have open hearths burning and all that other stuff. You know, that wonderful movie several years ago with Tom Hanks, Castaway, right? When he was able to create fire. You know, if you remember that joyous scene of him on the beach reveling in this gift that is given, this life-giving force that he now has at his hands. But we know also that fire can be very destructive. Right? There's the destructive nature of fire, but there is also the renewing nature of fire. And so as human beings, as children of God, God shares with us those images, right? The renewing nature of the fire of the Holy Spirit. And yet Jesus reminds us very clearly that those who turn away from God will be cast into the eternal fires, right? Where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth, that pain and destruction that comes about. And so, in many ways, today we are reminded of that. And Malachi gives us this image. It says, God will send a fire upon the earth that will destroy what is evil and raise up what is good. That will send the wicked fleeing and the righteous will stand anew. And of course, Jesus, in fact, says that very clearly at one point. He says, and how I wish there was a flame burning on earth even now. That Holy Spirit that God will send upon the disciples at Pentecost. That Holy Spirit that will renew the face of the earth. And it is that we are called to remember as we hear these readings. These readings where Jesus warns us about falling away. Where Jesus warns us about going down the wrong path, where Jesus warns us about what happens when we turn away from God. And he gives us this wonderful image of these false prophets. He says, don't follow them, those who come to say, I am he, and yeah, I'm the one, follow me. We've seen so many of them within the last 2,000 years or so, right? They started in AD 33, and they continue in AD 2019. And if our Lord Jesus doesn't come again in glory this year, well, then we'll see them again next year too. So the bigger question for us is, how do we discern that spirit of renewal, that fire of renewal, against the fire of destruction? How do we discern God's will, God's call, God's presence in our lives against false voices, those lies, those deceits that come and say, follow me, it'll be wonderful and joyous and happy. So I think I can give you an analogy. It's really wonderful, right? I talked to Fabiola before. Where is she at? There she is, right there, before Mass, and I asked her if I could use this. So I went up to her and I sat there and said, if you were sitting in a room and next door you heard a piano playing, right? She's our pianist here at our choir. Say, could you tell the difference if it was a piano like the one that you're playing tonight or an electronic piano? And Ryder said, oh yeah, I could tell right away. And then she began to do these technical things that I don't understand because she's a musician and I'm not, right? But she talked about how the real piano has a richness, a fullness, how it has a reality to it that can't be copied, can't be turned into a computer program, can't be made into something that is a substitute, right? And how do you know that? How does she know that? Well, because she said she plays them, right? She knows the piano. Now, if I was sitting in the next room, I might not be able to tell. Why? Because I'm not a musician. I don't have that ear. I don't have that talent. But I tell you that story because that is what we are called to do with Jesus. To learn to play with Jesus. To learn to hear his voice, the richness, the fullness, the blessedness, the holiness, the mercifulness, the compassion, all of those things that happen. So that when the deceiver comes and says, I am he, follow me, right away our voice says, that is not the voice of the good shepherd. Once again, Jesus uses that image a lot. They will know my voice and they will know me and I will know them. Right? To know the voice of Jesus, to hear his voice, that musical grace, that blessing that wells up and allows us then to hear him and know that when he is calling us forward into that fire of renewal. Because that fire renewal isn't always easy. It isn't always without pain. In fact, often it comes with great pain because as we have to turn away and leave behind the lies that we have been living, it hurts. It is painful to drag ourselves into love, to allow our Lord to carry us into love, to allow ourselves to be surrounded by love. Because once again, we had that wonderful image of fire. My youngest sister, as she worked her way, as she was in college during the summer, she had worked for the Forest Service. And one of the jobs that she did was fire suppression, right? If there were fires, they would go out and they would build fire breaks and things like that. And one of the great fires that she worked on was the fire of Yellowstone National Park back in the 1980s. And it destroyed much of southwestern Montana, Wyoming, those parts where Yellowstone is in, right? Parts of that. And everybody was so sad. But they noticed the next year that the rivers flowed differently, that there were grasses and flowers that they hadn't seen for 100 years regrowing. Because while that fire was painful and difficult and seemed to destroy, it renewed the face of the earth. And so we have to learn to recognize that voice of our Lord, so that when we are sitting in the next room and he begins to play, we can discern him from that which is the lie, that which is the substitute for truth, that is which is the false love that will never satisfy the yearning of our hearts. And of course, you guys know what I'm going to say next. How do you do it? Well, you begin with prayer. Right? I mean, I hate saying it a million times, but it's the answer. It's what the disciples asked, right? Jesus, teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray, right? We want to be like you. Teach us to pray. John taught his disciples to pray. Teach us to pray. And so entering into that conversation of love, to get to know the voice of God, the voice of our Savior, the voice of the Spirit of life, in prayer, in adoration, in the sacramental life of the church. And so tonight we come here once more to renew ourselves in the Spirit. Listen to the Eucharistic prayer. How many times is the Holy Spirit called upon to descend upon the altar, upon the community, upon who we are? And it is that we will be renewed by that fire. That fire that will destroy sin and death. That fire that will raise us to new life.